If you're a true crime junkie like I am, you probably already know a good bit about how the criminal justice system works. You might even also know that, if you're arrested, police have to read you your Miranda warnings, and that if you're being questioned by police, you should probably ask for a lawyer. By night, I am obsessed with true crime, but by day, I'm a criminal defense attorney. So people are always asking me things like, did police have enough evidence to arrest Josh Powell for the murder of his wife? Why is Adnan Syed's appeal taking so long? Was it legal for police to use data from 23andMe to catch the Golden State Killer? In thinking about how I should answer these questions, I came to two realizations. First, I realized that many people lack a basic understanding of how the criminal justice system works or what their constitutional rights are. And second, I realize that the information that is publicly available is often misleading, incomplete, or just plain wrong. My name is Jennifer Taylor. Some of you might know me from Vanished, where my co-host Chris Williamson and I investigate unsolved historical disappearances and test our theories with a trial by jury. My new show, In Defense of Liberty, will tell the stories that shaped our criminal law in America. I will talk about impactful cases from history, interesting legal issues in current criminal cases, and speculate on what the future of criminal law might look like. Along the way, I'll be joined by old friends.
What point does somebody need a lawyer?
And introduce you to new friends.
Shoot all the blue jays you want, if you can hit them. But remember, it's a sin to kill a mockingbird.
It makes no difference how old I am, or what color I am, or what church I belong to, if any. The question is, I did not get a fair trial.
Where possible, I will bring you experts and legal scholars to weigh in. And I might even bring you people that have been personally affected by the criminal justice system in America.
In Defense of Liberty starts on New Year's Day.
And yes, that was my kid. In Defense of Liberty, find us on your favorite podcast catcher